When you pray, are you moved with compassion and concern? Do you pray boldly for others? Do you appeal to God's sense of justice and mercy? For the most part, we as believers are afraid to pray like that. We worry that God will get angry if we pester Him too much. We may even suspect that He will simply shut us out if we don't stop talking. But God commands us not to stop praying to Him for others. The Bible says, "You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent, and give Him no rest until He establishes, until He makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth." Isaiah 62, verses 6 and 7. These are strong words, "give Him no rest." You are to continually to come boldly before the throne of grace, according to Hebrews 4:16. We are not to let up. We are to repeat the same request and not stop until God takes action and does the necessary miracle. When you're praying for your children and grandchildren, you will discover that you often must come before God with the same request, because your children's and your grandchildren's basic nature changes slowly, and their issues, problems, and challenges remain fairly constant over time. You may end up asking God to have mercy on the same faults and sinful tendencies again and again. But do you ever think that God will eventually get tired of hearing you intercede for the same things? Don't dare think like that. Your children and grandchildren would be in trouble if you ever came to that conclusion. Whatever your theology is on this point, your unceasing love for your children and grandchildren usually win out. This will cause you to kneel before God with the same petition time after time, begging Him to have mercy again. Rest assured, God does not get tired of your prayers. You may be somewhat weary of praying about the same thing, but God does not tire of it. If He was prone to despise repetition, He would have to shut out most prayers. But Peter assures us, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their prayers," according to 1 Peter 3:12. Dear God, I hesitate to come before You again and again, repeating my request, insisting that You do what I ask. Lord, I know it must be effective sometimes to pray again and again. I know You do respond to such bold insistence. Help me to have real courage when I present my petitions to You. In Jesus' name, amen.